You're listening to SBS News.
The former Crown Prince of Jordan is accused of trying to mobilise tribal leaders against the government. Jordanian authorities declared they have foiled a malicious plot by Prince Hamza bin al-Hussein to destabilise the kingdom with foreign support. Foreign Minister and Deputy Prime Minister Ayman Safidi has accused the country's former Crown Prince, who is a half-brother of King Abdullah, of conspiring with foreign parties and high-profile figures to destabilise the country.
As part of comprehensive investigations conducted by the Jordanian Armed Forces, the Arab Army and the General Intelligence Department, as well as the Department of Public Security, the security agencies have looked into the long-term activities and movements of Prince Hamza bin al-Hussein, Sharif Hassan bin Zayed, Bassem Ibrahim Awadallah, and other figures that target the stability and security of the country. The investigations monitored interference in calls, including calls with foreign parties, regarding the suitable timing to start steps to shake the security of our steady Jordan.
16 people were arrested on Saturday for allegedly threatening security, including a former advisor to King Abdullah and another member of the royal family. In a rare public stoush between top members of the long-ruling family, Prince Hamza has been placed under house arrest. He responded in a video statement, declaring his innocence and accusing government leaders of corruption and incompetence.
There is no conspiracy here. Whatever concoction they're attempting to create, or whatever narrative that they're attempting to sell, the basic fact is that this is all about human dignity here. The attempts to claim conspiracies and foreign backing and so on and so forth have been seen in this region and in this country, unfortunately, recently, over and over and over again, and they are a tool of tyranny. Again, to be clear, there is no conspiracy. I am not part of or aware of any conspiracy.
Mr. Safadi says Mr. Hamza is lying in a bid to draw sympathy from citizens.
His Highness Prince Hamza's broadcast of two recorded messages in Arabic and English is another attempt to distort the facts, to evoke local and foreign sympathy, and reflecting his intentions and the reality of the activities carried out a while ago, which includes incitement and work to mobilize citizens against the country, which unacceptably touches national security. Security also monitored a person who has connections with foreign security with the wife of Prince Hamza. Yesterday, they offered her their services to provide her with a plane so she could immediately leave Jordan to travel to a foreign country.
Faced with rival narratives, the United States and Arab governments quickly sided with Jordan's king, reflecting the country's strategic importance in a turbulent region. Jordan's neighbors and allies, including Lebanon and Palestinian leaders, also reacted with statements of support. Domestically, Prince Hamza's unprecedented criticism of the ruling class, without naming the king, could trigger growing complaints about human rights issues. Amman resident Hassan Abu Ali says the public clash is concerning, but praised the country's regime.
The news is troubling and disturbing. There is a proverb which says, "Oh, mountain, cannot be beaten by wind." In Jordan, the regime is the best in the Arab world. Whatever happens, Jordan will stay with its leadership and with its security. It is the only country that you feel free, and you can experience your freedom in it, in the way you like. This Jordan is great with its army, its security, and its leadership.
Analyst and geopolitical expert Amar Sabele says public criticism of Jordan's monarchy by a senior royal member is very unique.
Accusations of Prince Hamza, for sure, this is something new. Never happened before. Usually problems within the royal family are kept there inside within the royal family. So this is the first time we have in public this kind of accusations. These things should be resolved and reconciled within the family itself. I think if there's a mistake, that it should be solved within the family. And it's important for the royal family to be always united.
For a long time, Prince Hamza has been a popular figure in Jordan, perceived as religious and modest, and more in touch with common people. King Abdullah removed Prince Hamza from his position as heir to the throne in 2004. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.